You know, this was the immediate first thought was, how did I attract this? Because
which is a very empowering level, thought. That's no victimization.
I think it's, you know, we do, there's some time release. For me, there's some time release. You attract.
Yeah, and here's the thing that, guys, you don't attract it from your consciousness, okay? So, like, if you've been really hurt, you know, if you've really been betrayed or abandoned or had a horrible thing happen to you, or, you know, you have health issues, you didn't attract that consciously, okay? But it is a vibrational planet. And here's the thing, you're a lot more than just what you are aware of. So yeah, you could poke around if you were empowered by it. Why do I feel blindsided? You know, you're in a new position with work. There's some old story that maybe you can't feel safe accomplishing this much. You know, there's a lot of old story. Plus it can be ancestral, generational, it can be mass consciousness. So again, the whole tap, the whole night seems to be centered on don't take it personally. And maybe you have been a jerk to other people driving. Maybe you're getting it all cleared up in one karmic event with your beautiful truck.
That'd be fine.
You know? It's your story. You can tell it however you want. But if you look for, how can I not look for the explanation, you know, as in how did I attract this, like, oh, you know, stupid me should have had a V8 instead. Not like that. Instead, if you look at it like, is there anything here for me to learn? Mm-hmm. How can I milk this situation for all it's worth to show up more powerfully in my next experience? If you do that, you're going to start having a lot of fun. Is there anything here I can learn? I once had a great quote that came out of my mouth. It was so good, I wrote it down. It's like, ooh, I'm in a growth experience. I just haven't reached the good part yet.
May I ask something?
Yeah.
Can we release our fears by manifesting them? Because I have a similar experience like a week ago.
Well, you don't release that fear, but fear, because most of us resonate with, well, it is how the world is set up. Most people will create their fear. Like whatever you fear the most, it's going to show up.
Because he cares about his car, most probably he think about it, like if somebody damages it or something. That's what I thought he might attract to himself. That might be a fear. Mine was like I always have a fear that when I drive the car, there are accidents in front of me that I can't like move aside. And last week it happened. So
yeah.
I'm gonna pull aside and I'm
well, that doesn't clear it unless you stay very conscious in it and say, thank you, I create very well, I am a master, and now I want to create something else. But if you don't stay conscious in it, then you haven't cleared it. So you have to stay in it and look, wow, I'm powerful, I attracted this through vibration, not consciously, because nobody in their right mind attracts what they're afraid of. You're not doing it at that level. But no, whatever you really are afraid of, if you think of it a lot, oh yeah, no, you'll experience it. Because it's a powerful frequency that will be supported by the whole planet. You talk fear, everybody will jump on board, right? So what we're doing is you want to think of the good things that you want so as consistently as you can stay in fear. And it could be that Finley in his, you know, driving not perfectly, he had thoughts like, oh, look at that idiot. Boy, they drive terrible. And so, yeah, you get eventually an idiot hits you, right? My 18-year-old is always talking about the bad drivers. I'm like, Sean, I drive just like that. I'm like, can't you have some compassion? You've seen me miss turns, I hit the curb. And he's like, really, Mom, you hit the curb in a Mini? I'm like, don't tell Dad. I can't say I'm the most conscious driver. I have guardian angels that really work good. So, yeah, I could be at that level. It's what you put out there the most often or the most intensely, period. It's just not personal. Yeah.
I've got a card thing, too, yesterday. Could it be something that even is like where you look at your car and you go, where'd that come from, you know? And it's like either it's not a door ding because it's close to the rearview mirror and there's no way. I figure it had to be that loud womp that I heard a couple weeks ago that I thought hit the roof and there was nothing there and I was so happy. And it's a big, huge dent in the side of the door.
So if you see a dent or a ding or a scratch and you feel really, really bad about it, yeah, you'll attract more.
But it's kind of like
not
the blindsiding thing. It's kind of like the, you didn't know it was there, and then you see it there, and so there's nobody to blame. You know, it's kind of like that, maybe it's an unknown fear, the fear of just not knowing something, and then there it is, you know. No, it may not be related.
That could be it. That could be it, because your fear can just manifest. It's not so tangible. It's feeling place. Like, do you feel punished that your car gets damaged and you did nothing wrong? You know, that's common.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of like a betrayal thing. Like, wow,
there you go.
That happened. And,
there you go.
And that's connected to everything else that's happening in my life. So it made perfect sense. And I kind of went, oh, okay, well, it's just a car. You know, you can kind of work through that.
And that's what happens. Whatever emotion you have unresolved in your emotional body that is not in alignment with what you want, it's going to come play with you.
Ellen, mm-hmm. First thing I thought of Finley was that it happened to show him how far he's come.
It actually doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't prove to you.
Why? I mean,
It's just not personal. It's not like, hey, let me show you how you're not angry anymore. It would be more like, what's happening actually is that he is in the process by staying conscious and calm when he knows consciously, wow, I could be a real jerk about this. I could milk this baby for, I don't know, probably 3 weeks. I could talk to any other truck driver and get them mad with me. True? Yeah. And he's just saying, you know, I have the power to do all that, but I'm not choosing that. He's creating his next experiences. But you don't get to create powerfully until you're in it and you're in a choice. But the universe won't just zing you to say, good job, here, let me wreck your truck. You're awesome.
Yeah. But it did show him how far he's come.
No, Finley showed himself how far he's come.
Okay, so that was kind of like a byproduct then, right?
Yeah, because if your theory's right, I'm in trouble because I'm really happy. You know, and sometimes things will escalate to get your attention because you kind of reach a place where you're kind of chilled about everything. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so then it might have to escalate to get your attention to it. But again, guys, you don't get to skip the negative emotion. It is part of the earth setup. It is part of the divine plan. The creator in his wisdom created it in her wisdom. And it exists. So you don't get to skip that part. But you can learn how to masterfully and comfortably and powerfully interact with the emotional body. So yeah, Finley's not happy. Nobody's happy.
Right. Yes, for me it was just that I'm not feeling overly negative about mm-hmm. it. Certainly not joyful about it. But
not like you used
it's
to
not,
feel.
Yeah, like it.
Right.
Well, here's the interesting thing, guys.
I just feel that it's
the energies really are changing. If he was mad about it, he'd get a pretty new truck back and it'd get slammed again. It is happening that fast. But it's not to punish you. It's not to torture you. It's not to test you. It's not to congratulate you. It's only a resonance to show you what's unresolved so you can align with what you want.
Okay.